This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
Welcome to Frequent Miler's Coffee Break, where we focus on a single topic related to miles and points.
And each coffee break is limited to 20 minutes or less, or your money back.
Today's coffee break, shortcuts to Delta Elite status in 2026. So Delta has not changed their requirements for earning elite status in 2026 versus what it was in 2025 and even in 2024. So we're going to basically rehash quickly these shortcuts to get to Delta elite status. The amazing thing here is that Delta is probably the easiest major airline to get elite status in, if you don't mind getting a few credit cards. And so we'll talk briefly about that. Elite status, of course, can get you things like free upgrades, waived fees, waived checked bag fees, priority check-in. Often you get free preferred seat assignments, things like that. So, and of course, the level of benefits increase as you go up in level and elite status. So, so let's get into this. Now, Nick, you don't have any elite status with Delta, is that correct?
That is correct. Yes, I've only once ever had elite status with Delta, and that was based on a match. But I do know the requirements for Delta elite status. So let's go over those, and then Greg can tell you more about how to get there quickly. So I know silver status with Delta requires 5,000 MQDs. That's medallion qualifying dollars. So the idea generally would be that you'd have to spend $5,000 on Delta flights. We'll tell you how to do that much more easily, but that's the idea behind the MQDs. So silver would require $5,000 worth of MQDs. Gold would require $10,000 worth of MQDs. Platinum, $15,000 worth of MQDs. And diamond, $28,000 worth of MQDs. So if you were somebody doing this the old-fashioned way, it doesn't matter how far you fly or how often you fly. It matters how much money you spend with Delta. And so they would add that up and say, okay, you spent $5,000, $10,000, $15,000, $28,000 with Delta. Here's your status. But we can get it much more easily.
Yeah, absolutely. So Delta has a number of different American Express credit cards, and the two higher level ones are the Platinum, the SkyMiles Platinum card, and the SkyMiles Delta Reserve card. Both of those come with these things called Head Starts, $2,500 MQD Head Starts just by having the card. Now, each of those cards I just mentioned has two variations. There's a consumer one and a business one. So really, there are four cards that can give you these $2,500 head starts. And each of them, you could have all four of them, and that would give you $10,000 in head starts. So if you had all four, you would start every year with gold status. Just boom. If you're a little more reasonable and only have two of them, you still have silver status just off the bat, just from having a couple cards. So right there, I mean, we could end the show right there. It's just like that is by far the easiest way to get Delta elite status.
Boom. Or really any airline elite status, right? I mean, I don't think anybody else makes it that easy to get elite status. Two credit cards with an airline elite status, I should say. Two credit cards and you're already at the first level of elite status. And so, you know, just with those two cards, if you're able to take advantage of some of the benefits of the card, that could be well worth it because, I mean, you're going to save on checked bag fees, even with just silver status. I mean, I just recently flew Delta and I don't have any elite status with Delta, and it cost us more than $100 to check our bags on that flight. So, you know, that could add up pretty quickly. So I think that's pretty cool and pretty interesting. You could earn status just by having the cards because of those head starts, and they do stack. The head starts from multiple cards stack. That's what we're talking about here. But that's not it. You can also earn MQDs, medallion qualifying dollars, based on spend on the credit cards.
You can. Now, that this is a less of a no-brainer easy way because the earning rate is terrible for the Platinum cards. If you have the SkyMiles Platinum card, you're only getting one MQD for every $20 you spend on the card. But if you have the Reserve card, you're getting double that. You're getting one MQD for every $10 you spend. So, for example, if you need 1,000 more MQDs to get to the next level of status, then you'd have to spend $10,000 on the Reserve card or $20,000 on the Platinum card. So it's pretty clear. If you're thinking of spending your way to status, it's worth the extra money to get the Reserve card because it would cut in half the amount of spend you'd need to do to get that level of status you want.
Yeah, and when you consider the opportunity cost of spend at that level, 10, 20, 30,000, if you're looking at spending a lot of money on your Delta cards, then you do have to ask yourself, okay, should I just get another Delta card, you know, to get the, if you don't have all four of them, should I just pay the annual fee for another Delta card to get $2,500 or 2,500 medallion qualifying dollars rather than spend $25,000 on a Reserve card in order to get the same number of MQDs? So you may consider whether you just want to get another Delta card if you're eligible, and you can do that.
Yeah, seriously. And it's worth mentioning too, the credit cards each come with credits towards Delta Stays, which are, it's basically a hotel booking platform. And so you could save hundreds of dollars per card every year when you're booking hotels. And the pricing isn't bad. And you can, you do have to prepay, but it can be refundable hotel bookings. So the cards aren't quite as expensive as they look at first blush because of that kind of rebate. And there's other, of course, valuable benefits you get with the cards. So the ideal thing is that you can actually make good use of all of the benefits of the cards as well as these free MQDs towards status, then you'd be doing really well. I'm going to mention that a good way of getting elite status with Delta is if you already have elite status with another airline. Delta has a fantastic status match program where they give you status for up to 2 years, depending on when you make the match. So what you want to do, if you're listening to this in, you know, late 2025, you'll want to wait till 2026 and see if the status match is still going. Because if you sign up in 2026 and if you meet the requirements of the status challenge, then you'll keep status for 2 years. And what level of status you're matched to is going to depend on what status you have with a given airline when you make the match. But look for our posts on frequentmiler.com about this in January, because we don't know as we're recording this whether they're going to keep the same status match rules as they have today as we're recording it.
But interestingly, they have kept the same status requirements, which is something that we didn't expect. We didn't think was going to happen. We thought, because years ago, Delta had announced a bunch of huge increases in the requirements to earn status, and they walked that back and have stuck with the same numbers here for a couple of years. So that's been surprising, right?
It's really astounding. They seem to be welcoming elites. I mean, the downside is your chance of getting an upgrade are much, much lower because, you know, half the people on the plane have elite status now. But the good thing is things like waived fees, it doesn't matter how many other people are elite, you still get those things. So it's still valuable, and it can still be valuable for matching to other airlines elite status as well.
Don't forget, if you've enjoyed this and you'd like to get on our email list, you want to go to frequentmiler.com/subscribe to join our email list, follow us on all the various social media, and check out our Frequent Miler on the Air episodes dropping every Friday.
Hey guys, Aaron Miller here from Armchair Explorer, and I just wanted to let you know that our new series is out now. We've got kite skiing across Antarctica, Aboriginal storytellers, and the craziest whitewater race in the world. We're going on a bucket list hike across Italy. We're going to the fjords of Norway in search of the Northern Lights, and lots, lots more. Our goal is to take you on the trip of a lifetime every single week. You can find Armchair Explorer on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you're listening right now, and at voyescape.com.
The New York Times named the Frommer's Travel Podcast one of the 13 best for travel. Why did they like it? Well, they said, and I quote, "With charisma and candor, Pauline Frommer discusses the charms and ongoing transformations of places near and far, whether on the islands of Hawaii or on safari in Tanzania." Pretty nice, huh? We post new podcasts weekly, talking about travel from every angle. I hope you'll tune in.